Is it interesting to send purple after sending green items on a rival day?
Oh yeah, most definitely. It definitely is. When you go to a rival team, you know, growing up, you never joined sides with, you know, with the enemy. But now, you know, this is my family now. So the enemy is the other team. So for me, I'm excited just to be amongst this group and play with these guys and help push this team to championship capabilities.
You and Will are both staying within the division, the NFC North. Mm-hmm. Have you guys swapped some stories about what
the all the time, because we all play against each other every year. Like I said, I've known Will since high school as well, too. And just seeing him grow up and go to college, just in college, go to Chicago, me go to Green Bay. And now we're back in the same place. It's a great feeling. That's a great friend of mine, and he's also a great teammate. So, like I told him, man, like, we got to do whatever we can to help each other. We're both new here. We got to do whatever we can to help each other. Just stay comfortable and help each other so we can adjust. So we can help, you know, this team. We can not only help the team, we can make the team, help the team get to, you know, the playoff level.
How much in a group do you think you got from the offseason program, and how quickly do you think you step right in?
I think I pick right on up. Coach Dre is a really great coach and helping us get adjusted. Not only that, we got a great group of guys: Lindo Joseph, Tom Johnson, Brian Robinson, and Everson. Those guys have been helping me day in and day out. When we were in OTAs and the offseason program, those guys helped me a lot just get adjusted and get comfortable. Not only myself, but the rookies. And now I'm just excited to get in the locker room. Not only, you know, have some fun, crack a few jokes, but, you know, this time of the year is more about dialing back into our techniques, honing our abilities, and competing.
I think you were able to enjoy the ESPYs. What was that experience like during the break?
Oh, man, it was amazing. ESPYs right in my backyard back in Los Angeles. I've been growing up watching the ESPYs, and, you know, to actually be able to get a ticket there and be able to walk the red carpet and see, you know, some of the best athletes amongst all professional sports, even the future kids, the ones that's in high school and college, just seeing those kids ready to come up. It's like, wow, I'm here. You know, now it's like, okay, I got a taste of the show, but now it's like, okay, what am I going to do to actually imprint my name on the ESPYs to take the ESPY home one day? So it was a great feeling. I had my wife and my daughter there. Just having fun. That's what it's all about. And when you're able to get a chance to do things like that, you got to take advantage of it.
Was there one or two people that had you a little bit starstruck, even though you're a professional athlete?
I think Michael Phelps. Yeah. Michael Phelps is one of the guys that had me starstruck. I call myself the black fish, you know. I love being in the water. I love swimming, jumping off diving boards, flipping, doing all that crazy stuff. But, man, just see a guy that's accomplished so much in his profession, especially one of the toughest professions in the world, which is swimming. That's like, wow. Like, now how I'm going to accomplish some of the things he's done on the gridiron, you know? So just seeing him is, I was probably most starstruck.